Hello, and welcome to Monster Man, a show about monsters because monsters are great. I'm James Holloway, and this is a special mini-episode of Monster Man, in which I just talk about a little bit of the Advanced Dungeons & Dragons Monster Manual that doesn't fit into our normal podcast format. This is a special bonus episode for my Patreon supporters, so if you're listening to this, thanks for supporting the show. In this episode, I want to talk about the illustration on page 58 of the Monster Manual. This illustration goes with the entry on kobolds, which I talked about in episode 32. But I didn't talk about it then, partly because, you know, I didn't really talk about the art very much in that episode at all, and partly because it's on the page after the entry ends and I kind of just missed it. But this is kind of an interesting image, and I wanted to draw your attention to it and call back to an earlier episode. So if you take a look at this illustration, which is by David Sutherland, what you see is a party of four adventurers fighting back-to-back against a horde of kobolds. And it has one very common distinctive feature of Sutherland's art, which is that the inspiration for the weapons and equipment of the characters draws on a lot of different historical sources. So, for example, we have characters wearing various bits of medieval and early medieval armor, but, for example, the fighter defending himself with a sword on the right-hand side of the picture has something that looks like a Roman legionary scutum. That is a shield. But it's the figure in the front of the image that I want to talk about. As we can see, this fighter, I presume, is wearing classical-inspired armor. So he's wearing a set of greaves. He has a kilt with what looks like reinforcing leather strips on the front of it. Is terugis the word I'm looking for? And he's carrying a large, round, kind of domed shield, or hoplon. And on the front of the shield is the image of the head of an ant. So I thought to myself, that's a bit of an odd detail. And initially I wondered, you know, is this in fact, like, somebody's character? Is this a detail that is taken from the actual game? But then I thought to myself, here we have an ancient Greek warrior with an ant on his shield. Is he a myrmidon? Now, the word myrmidon is often used to just refer to a soldier, and for a while, although it's not a common word at all anymore, it had kind of the implication of a goon, you know, a thug. Someone's follower, a violent follower, could be a myrmidon. But what it originally meant is a group of people from Greek mythology. If you've read the Iliad, you'll know that the soldiers who follow Achilles are myrmidons. For example, I'll quote this passage from the Robert Fagles translation of the Iliad, book 1, line 211 to 212. "What if you are a great soldier? That's just a gift of God. Go home with your ships and comrades. Lord it over your myrmidons." And the glossary defines them as, it says, "Myrmidons, the people of Phthia in southern Thessaly, ruled by King Peleus and commanded at Troy by Achilles." And of course, Peleus is Achilles' father, who gives him his spear, the Pelian Ash. Okay, but so why would having an ant on your shield make you a myrmidon? Well, you'll remember way, 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 way back in episode, whatever, 2 or 3 of this podcast, maybe 4, we talked about the ant, giant. And I mentioned that in ancient Greek sources, the name for these creatures is myrmikes, because myrmikes just means ants. Myrmex is an ant. So, according to legend, the myrmidons were ants. They came from an island whose population was wiped out by a plague, and to repopulate the island, Zeus turned some ants into people in response to, you know, someone asking that, you know, there would be as many people on the island as there were ants in an ant hive or something like that. Ants on a tree, I think. There are multiple versions of the story. So, for example, there's another one in which the myrmidons are named after King Myrmidon, who is the child of Zeus and a princess. And the princess is seduced by Zeus in the form of an ant. So we can probably assume that the name myrmidons for these people existed, and that the creators of these stories were just trying to come up with an origin for them, and they were kind of punning on the fact that myrmidon sounds like Myrmex, an ant. But anyway, it's just another example of the little kind of like classical and literary and mythological allusions that are scattered throughout not just the Monster Manual, but a lot of early Dungeons & Dragons, and that kind of go unnoticed, but which I think at the time were understood to be part of the shared vocabulary of the fantasy fan. Remember, we're talking about a time when fantastic fiction, you know, as a defined genre or marketing category, didn't quite exist in the same way that it does today. And there was perhaps a more widely shared assumption that people who liked fantasy also liked history and mythology and this, you know, the kind of the study of ancient cultures. I don't know. I just thought it was an interesting point. I didn't think it really fit into the Kobold episode, so I thought I'd spin off this little mini episode about it. Anyway, thanks again for supporting Monster Man, and I hope you enjoyed this little tangent. Thanks for listening.